So let's play with some of the concerns that we as therapists will find ourselves being distracted by. What do I say next? Am I saying the right thing? I don't know where we are. I feel lost. I'm not sure I'm up to this, and so on. So here are some of the kinds of phrases and words that I found helpful that I'm wanting to share with you so that you can play with the idea of this and then see how you can make your own version of this so that then you can take care, we can take care of what's happening for us so that then when we're taken care of, we can let go of our self-consciousness and get our attention on the client, which, after all, is where it's best directed. So here are some kinds of phrases that can be helpful at times. I don't need to know what's most useful for me to say to you. I can have some ideas about what I think might be helpful, but they are way less important than the way that you can begin to discover what is important to you. So if I say some things that are uninteresting or irrelevant, you can ignore them. And there are some things that I don't say that you wish I had, well, you could imagine I had said them. Because I am the least important person here. This is your experience. It belongs to you. It's a part of you. It's a learning. And it's not important for me to know just where you are with your experience. You can certainly tell me what's happening for you, and that might be helpful for both of us. And if it's more helpful for you to not need to say anything, then you can be reassured to know that you can find yourself anywhere in your experience that can be useful to you, beneficial to you, and helpful to you. Or you've come to see me to have some help to resolve this problem, and I have certain ideas and certain experiences and certain abilities, but the abilities that I have and the knowledge that I have are a function of me. And the fact is that you know a lot more about you than you realize. And as this experience continues, you can have a lot of pleasure and satisfaction in discovering some of the abilities that you have that you didn't know that you had and that I couldn't even have guessed that you had them and that you can use them and they can be beneficial to you. So they're just some examples to give an idea of the kinds of phrases that we can offer. So then it's not a concern for us. We get out of the spotlight, get the spotlight back on the client, because that's where it's going to work best. So my invitation is to play with this, and I think you'll find it fun and reassuring to us and beneficial to the clients. So thanks for being willing to play with this.